Another wonderful point is that the method you use to reach your quality prospects must be cost-effective. The more time and money you spend to reach and convert a prospect, the less profit you make on each sale. So you have to carefully watch and measure where your paying clients are coming from. That's those who are quickest to convert from prospect to client. One of the best ways to develop an information empire is to leverage other people's lists through joint ventures. Other people have the list of potential buyers who might be your quality prospects. Consider trading something for the lists. You might trade a percentage of each person from the list who purchases your product. You may trade your list for theirs, or you might trade services for their list. Number 6, you must have sales materials that get them to yes. Most of the sales letters, promotional pieces, and ads I see are mediocre at best. You can easily see this for yourself. Just save a few days worth of junk mail and get your hands on a few magazines. Now sit down and open those mailing pieces and read the advertisements in the magazines. Notice how many have terrible headlines, and even worse, no headlines at all. Poor headlines are those that make the quality prospect ask, "So what?" Notice how many of these ads use fancy designs that overpower the written message, making it difficult to understand the call to action. Let me ask you a question. If you were sending a salesperson out to a quality prospect, would you want your salesperson to hold up a graphic, say a few words, and wait for the sale to close itself? No, but that's what most businesses do with their ads and promotional pieces. Number 7, your profits are in your quality prospects' pockets. The formula is simple. You want to sell as much as you possibly can, as often as you can. So find out what quality prospects want and are willing to pay for, and sell it to them. Make their desired achievements easier. Solve their problems. Deliver their dreams to their doorsteps and watch your company grow. Notice I didn't say to simply find out what your customers want. Why? Your customers may or may not be your quality prospects. You might have to enhance your current customer base or change it altogether. Look at each quality prospect who becomes a customer as a person who may want to purchase and experience your expertise and information in many ways. Just because they buy your book doesn't mean they won't want more. It's very common for information product buyers to want you in many ways. They could want to read your book. That's $20, please. They could want to hear your audio program. That's $89, please. They want to experience your guidance in a home study course. That will be $395, please. They want to see you in a seminar. Tuition is $995, please. They want to experience your personal mentorship in a coaching program. Thank you, that's $5,000, please. Let's look at what this client in this scenario has spent with you. $6,499. Most authors will only see this client as a $20 book buyer. Those authors will be busy chasing $1 book royalties, leaving over $6,000 on the table. You can see how authors can go broke and burn out quickly, while owners of information empires get wealthy with less work.